Well, today's episode is on how to file GSTR9C annual audit form via GenGST software. SAG Infotech has shared information via this podcast for people. All the registered taxpayers in India that have an aggregate income of 5 crore or above must file the GSTR9C annual audit form before the due date of 31st December for every file to avoid any penalty and interest charges levied by the government. GSTR9C is basically a reconciliation statement or audit form that contains details about taxpayers' gross and taxable turnover as per their accounting books, reconciled with the figures that were obtained after furnishing all their consolidated GST returns. Taxpayers whose annual income exceeds 5 crore and are bound to get their annual accounts audited under GST laws can file GSTR9C manually via offline Excel utility or by taking the help of a professional tax filing software like GenGST. So let's start. Steps to file GSTR9C via GenGST software. GSTR9C is an audit form that was introduced on September 13, 2018. It must be filed annually by taxpayers with a turnover limit of 2 crores up to FY 2017-18 and 5 crores from 2018 to 2019, and it must be certified by a CA. It is a reconciliation statement between the annual returns filed in GSTR9 and the taxpayer's audited annual financial statements. In GSTR9C, CA audit certification is mandatory up to FY 2019-20 and from FY 2020-21 no requirement for audit certification from CA. Step 1. Open the GenGST software and create a master client. Step 2. After creating a client, make sure that the user has already entered the turnover value in GSTR1, then he can use the same client in GSTR9C purpose. Select your client and mention the turnover figure in this tab. Click on Save and proceed further. Step 3. After creating your client master, select the return option, double right pointing triangles, select regular, double right pointing triangles, select GSTR9C, double right pointing triangles, a select client. Note, then click on GSTR9C, fill out the form, and start entering the information one by one. Step 4. Here is our first field, which is reconciliation of gross T/O. On this page you need to enter the details about turnover. There is one blue color details tab where you get the information about the particular field. In the bottom corner there is one option tab that is also available, which helps you to import the data from various options and export this information in Excel. Step 5, the next field is for reconciliation of taxable T/O. Here we give the option to inform details from the return, and this plus icon tab shows you detailed information about the field. There is one green color plus icon there. The user can add the reason for the UN reconciled difference in taxable turnover. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://saginfotech.com or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.